With all due respect, with JD of the Morning Mess.
Oh, I said with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
Live 101.5.
Extreme heat warning going on in the Valley of the Sun. Your high today, 110 degrees. Make sure you stay hydrated. It is dropping down to this weekend, though. By Friday, 98 degrees.
Ooh, nice. 30%. Nice and crisp.
Yeah, and 30% chance of thunderstorms, by the way.
Okay.
So just a heads up about washing your car and everything.
Yeah, 30%. Super hot. That's good.
All right, man. It's live. JD, Sienna, your guy Joey Boy. Turning over the mics to JD. Can't be canceled as long as he says.
With all due respect, there's only one thing in this world more important than the economy and inflation, climate change, healthcare, affordability, education, and our national security combined. And that one thing is Taylor Swift's new album. Now, if you disagree with that, then I hope you take a sip of spoiled oat milk this morning. Oh, the timing couldn't be better. Joey, right before everyone's fantasy football drafts, Taylor announced a new album, her 12th, called Life of a Showgirl, set to drop very soon. I can hear weak men trembling in their tidy whities already. Now, some people say Taylor is annoying, to which I say us men literally talk about sports every single day. So why not let everyone else around us talk about Taylor Swift? Though, I do believe being a Swiftie has cult-like features, and fans of hers are basically like three blind mice looking for anything to make themselves feel right. It does give off a little dog chasing their own tail vibes, but I digress. In a time when tensions are high, let Swifties look forward to something in their lives, because there is no better city to live in this country than DeLuluville. Now, if you disagree, then I hope your work PowerPoint doesn't load at your sales meeting. With all due respect.
With all due respect. A Swiftie you are.
Yeah. Can you imagine how much tickets are going to be for that tour?
Yeah. Oh,
man. I don't know if you can top the Eras tour, so that's going to be tough.
Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty hard coming off such a successful album and a tour. Do you think she got what it takes to top that?
No. I think that's pretty
tough.
Peak for any artist.
No, I think Eras tour was peak tour for sure, but her album is going to do just fine.
Do you think it's going to have 87 cuts on it?
87 what?
Cuts, like
songs.
Oh, I was like, what? I don't know the lingo. But yeah, probably.
With all due respect, good luck, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.